This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 30th of October. One more day in the month, and tomorrow is Halloween. It's actually All Hallows Eve, where Halloween comes from, but that'll be tomorrow's story. Today's story, at least as we start this hour, is about Jeffrey Epstein. What's your Epstein?
Epstein.
How do we pronounce Epstein? Epstein. All right, so Jennifer, he's still dead, right?
He is still dead, but how he got there is back in the spotlight again. There's a forensic pathologist who was part of this autopsy procedure. His name's Dr. Michael Bodden. He's a former New York City medical examiner. He's worked on high-profile cases for over 50 years in New York City and across the country. And he has come out and he started talking to a lot of news media outlets saying that there were more than a few glaring signs that this was actually homicide, despite the official ruling that this was suicide. And this bombshell came after people kind of forgot about Jeffrey Epstein, but his brother, who has been asking for trying to ask for answers, actually, has been questioning authorities, has been stonewalled. Now, Bodden was hired by Epstein's brother. He observed the autopsy, and he said that the findings are much more consistent with homicidal strangulation than with suicidal hanging. He said in his 50-plus years of experience, he has never seen anyone hang himself and have these three particular bones fractured in the neck. There are two fractures on the left and right sides of his larynx. The thyroid cartilage by the Adam's apple is also, split up. And the left hyoid bone above the Adam's apple is also consistent with homicide or strangulation rather than a suicide. He said it's extremely unusual for suicidal hangings to have this occur, and it's much more common in homicidal strangulation. So the brother has been asking for the DNA evidence from underneath the fingernails of Jeffrey Epstein, and he's been stonewalled by law enforcement in New York City.
Oh, so he wants to see if there was a struggle?
Yes, he wants to see what was under the fingernails. They know for sure because Bodden witnessed the officials take samples, cut, clippings from the nails to see what was on there. But they've not gotten any evidence, and they have not been able to get through to anybody who will give them the answers that they're looking for. So, again, this kind of brings the story back into the spotlight again about whether or not there is someone, and certainly there was more than one, that would have rather seen Jeffrey Epstein in the ground than above ground.
Well, they got their wish. Is he in ground?
I thought from the beginning that there's zero chance that he wasn't bumped off.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not, and you guys know I'm not a conspiracy person, but just to me, it just makes much more sense.
No fun whatsoever.
I have no tinfoil hat.
Nope, none of that.
Also, what do you do if you're Jeffrey Epstein's brother? I don't know if I would be, it's good to know the truth, but I feel like I would be hiding in a cave and not acknowledging that I ever knew this guy. Like,
leave me alone.
I don't know. Yeah.
Adios. Here's, we've got a couple of airplane-related stories afloat. The one that I think is best is the story from Southwest Airlines. The flight attendant who accused pilots of watching the plane's bathroom, they put a hidden camera into the bathroom. You know, the pilots, before they take off, usually go into the bathroom, have a little pee before you take off.
Why in the world you would want to see what happens in an airplane bathroom?
So the flight attendant said an airline official told her to not dare to go public with these allegations that the pilots are watching a live stream of what's going on in the plane's front bathroom. According to reports, Renee Steinmaker is the flight attendant. She said she was told, quote, by a an official of the Southwest, if this goes public, no one, I mean no one, will ever fly our airline again. So apparently she was fired. She's suing Southwest, claiming she saw the pilot spying in the bathroom. Southwest said it investigated, could not find any cameras. Well, of course they couldn't find any cameras, because they take them down when they get out of the plane. What a bunch of perverts. But I love the line, no one, if people knew this went on, no one would ever fly our airline again.
Well, so that's true, right?
Not to fly
but
Southwest.
Also, I mean, you were talking about this yesterday, and what I said is that if someone had come out with it straight away and they had addressed it, you know, publicly and done a good job with their PR, then maybe I would want to fly it. But the fact that they hid it for multiple years and then fired her for wanting to say something, now I'm way less likely to fly Southwest.
Yeah,
I'm not. You know what? If some sicko wants to watch me tinkle, you know, what a nut.
Jen's going to give him a show.
You know what? You want to watch it? I'm going to give it to you, baby.
Oh, God. Apparently they did it because...
Seriously, what a nut.
It was an attempt at humor, and the reason she found out is because the pilot was in the bathroom. She went into the cockpit while he was in there, and there was an iPad standing up, like, on against one of the windows, and you could see him, and she thought it was another pilot, and then she looked closer and realized it was moving, and it was their pilot, and he was in the bathroom. And I just, I'm sorry. What is wrong with you if you think that's funny? I know people like potty humor.
Well,
but,
people, men are so weird, though. I'm sorry,
so
Dad.
Weird.
Close your ears. But men are so weird. This is something that women would never do. It is not a turn to watch what happens in a bathroom.
Sicko.
And it's the same thing with men who like the upskirt videos. That was such a thing for a while. When they'd hide a camera in a bag and then go shove it under a lady's skirt. Really? Is that
but
really
I understand
what your sex life has devolved to?
But I understand that more than a bathroom cam. Because bathrooms are just gross.
I'll buy you a ticket to on Southwest. I'll fly to Vegas, and if God willing, you want to see it.
All right, here's the latest.
I'll wink at you on the way out.
From the folks at Boeing, this week is the first anniversary of the first 737 MAX crashing in Indonesia 1 year ago. 189 people in the drink. Same thing happened in was Africa with the other the other airline. The point is that it was 1 year. So lawmakers on Capitol Hill took the opportunity to invite the CEO of Boeing, Mr. Dennis Muilenburg, to come in and testify on the failures of his company. And
is he the new guy though, or is he the old guy?
No. This guy runs. The guy that was fired was in charge of the commercial airliner division.
Oh.
This is the CEO of the whole corporation who came into Congress and got blistered, as well he should have. And they said, you know, the people, as much as some of them seem to be out of touch with reality, basically they asked things like, this is America, we've supported you. This is America's biggest company, saying the same things that I say about Boeing. They're the largest exporter in terms of dollars of anything that we make in America, and you guys are screwing it up to a fare-thee-well. And they asked, why shouldn't we just permanently ground these planes? You know, stuff like that. And the guy,
They should.
Of course they should. That plane
should
be.
I would never feel safe flying on one of these planes.
They started putting 737s back on one of the all summer long they had Airbus 321s on Boston, L.A. And I noticed when I was making my arrangements for the next trip in a couple of weeks that they had one 737 back in the schedule. So I just work around it. I'm not flying on those things. And that isn't even a MAX. I just don't want to. They've reconfigured them to squeeze all the seats together. Nah. Well, the MAXs aren't in the air, so you're not going to fly one of them, but it's just, no, I'm not doing it. Give me a good 747, a good 757, 767, 777, 787.
Yeah, Airbus all the way. Yep.
All right, so there's a little sports news, Jennifer. A couple of women named Julia Rose and Laura Summer, they're models, have been identified on social media after they flashed their breasts at the fifth game of the World Series, in the seventh inning of World Series Game 5. And so as a result of that, Major League Baseball, you can see pictures of them doing it. Major League Baseball has indefinitely...
Of course, Doug found pictures. This is a good follow-up to Jen's story.
Right.
But now they're famous, no matter what. Yeah.
Right. They're banned from major league ballparks. So I'm chuckling to myself thinking about the. So they expose themselves for what reason? I don't know, other than to be famous.
Well, supposedly they said the goal was to help breast cancer victims.
Oh my God.
I think they were trying to distract a pitcher. Or they were trying to get famous. Whatever. But I don't think breast cancer was the answer.
No. So anyway, that took care of that. And so they can't go to any more games. Too bad. It's 16 change after the hour here on the DJV program. The Blood Sugar Management Book has been written anew, or at least there's a new chapter in the book. If you have sugar cravings, like I do, and lots of you do, you like pie, cake, ice cream, good stuff, chocolate, that stuff, it's good for you. Puts hair on your chest. Well, maybe not, but as I'm not a doctor, but I talk to lots of doctors on the air, the Good Day Health Show, which runs every weekend and during the week as well on lots of great radio stations, has us focus on how to be healthy. And one of the things that bothers people, the number of people, the way we eat these days, or some people eat, the obesity numbers are so high, and often with that goes a problem of diabetes, type 2 diabetes. But then there are people like me who just like to eat stuff. That's my bad habit, is eating ice cream and cookies and cake and stuff. So I like to, this has been on my wheelhouse list for a long time, how do I reduce the impact of eating, and I'm not saying this is a license to be silly or to eat lots of sugar. I've cut down a lot. My blood sugar levels are always pretty normal anyway, but I'm aware of it. And you ought to be as well. So here's the story of Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, 10 natural ingredients that make this the number one natural way for you to deal with your blood sugar levels, to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. Check out Curalin.net for your own benefit. Not only supports blood sugar, but helps your digestion as well. Energy, it's all good. Everything is good, good, good. Promote a healthy glycemic response in your body. Keep the blood sugar levels healthy. For a limited time, too, the DJV show gives you the opportunity to get $20 off your first order of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. Join the thousands. We're up to the hundreds of thousands of people now who are finding out this is really the way, the easy way, the natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Go to Curalin.net. Enter the promo code DJV to enjoy the benefits of Curalin. Curalin.net, code DJV, save $20. Get started on turning over a new leaf, if you will, when it comes to sugar in your system at Curalin.net.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back into the Christmas mood a little bit here and there. This is George Michael. Remember this song, Last Christmas? The upcoming holiday film, Last Christmas, written by Emma Thompson, who co-stars in it with Emilia Clarke. Wasn't she in Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also in the Han Solo movie.
Okay. Emma has revealed that George Michael gave her his blessing to write the film, which features the music that we're listening to from George Michael. Thompson, who portrays the character Adelia, appeared on The Tonight Show to discuss the release. I like her. I liked her in Love Actually. I don't know. I mean, she's been around for a long time.
She's
quite an accomplished actress.
Everything.
Yeah, she is good.
Just seems so nice. And honestly, I love Love Actually so much. But I'm kind of glad that she's the one writing a Christmas movie.
Right. Yeah, another Christmas thing. She says, this wonderful producer, David Livingston, said, do you want to write a screenplay, a rom-com, romantic comedy, because we need a new Christmas movie based on Last Christmas? And I said, not really, because it's not my favorite Christmas song. However, she went on to say that she and her husband, Greg Wise, began devising Last Christmas plots. They sent it to George Michael himself and later met up with him to discuss getting the project off the ground. Emma said, quote, he was just the loveliest guy who could imagine, you could imagine. He loved all of these themes in the movie. He was passionate about homelessness and had this great social conscience about him. She also said, I got really enthused. We started to write, and then, of course, George died in 2016 on Christmas Day. I miss him so much. And now the movie is hitting theaters. Emma says, I wish he was here because I know he'd love it. The film has 15 of his songs in it, including a new one at the end. It's so cool. Heal the Pain, which is my favorite of all of his songs, that I thought was written for the movie. George actually said that, in fact. Along with director Paul Feig, Thompson worked closely with the George Michael estate on the use of his songs in this movie coming out this year. I haven't seen a trailer for it yet. Anybody?
You may have. It's been everywhere. The Emilia Clarke is like she's sick, and Emma Thompson is her mother, but she plays a Christmas elf. She works in a Christmas shop.
Really?
And Henry Golding, who is the main guy in Crazy Rich Asians, is love interest in the movie.
Really?
So
yeah. It looks really good.
It looks cute. Yeah.
I didn't know it had 15 George Michael songs. Yeah. This is now my favorite movie that I've never seen.
This is not something I've heard advertised anywhere because they don't.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
We broke the news here.
Yeah. Yes, we've broken another story. All right, next up, 26 after the hour, musical portion of this hour of the DJV program, Victoria Cara and Doug with the Stray Cats. No, alright, and actually, Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats has released this song. It's a one-off solo single video, pays tribute to the upright bass. The instrument Rocker helped propel into MTV during the early 80s. Quote, he said, it's a song I wrote over the last couple of months. I was thinking about my career with 40 years of Stray Cats and all of that, and thinking about the upright bass, which is what started this whole thing. Doghouse is what they call the upright bass. So it's a tribute to the bass itself and a lot of the players that I've come up listening to. Some of those players, including Elvis Presley's Bill Black, Willie Dixon, Fred Maddox, the Tennessee Three's Marshall Grant, Carl Perkins' brother Clayton, and Al Rex of Bill Haley and the Comets. They're all featured in the Doghouse Shuffle video. I want to see this.
It's a great video with like the old footage. It's really cool.
Most of these guys were gone, sadly, by the time the Stray Cats got going. I did see Willie Dixon play when I was a teenager, which was monumental to me. I had a wonderful friendship and working relationship with Carl Perkins, but his brother had died a couple of years earlier. I think that they would love this track. Doghouse Shuffle comes on the heels of the Stray Cats' 40th anniversary reunion tour during this past summer, as well as 40, the trio's first new studio album in 26 years. Rocker predicts that he, Brian Setzer, Slim Jim Phantom are not done rocking. He said everything this year was really awesome. The band sounded great. It was a hell of a lot of fun, and we really enjoyed it. We kept expanding it because of the good times the three of us were having. So we're certainly looking forward to 2020. I'm pretty confident you'll see a lot more of us. So that's cool stuff. The Stray Cats, Lee Rocker, and the Stray Cats themselves in the focus here on the DJV show at 29 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago public school students are missing a 10th day of classes today as teachers are mulling over a latest contract offer from the city. Union leaders do say they believe there is a chance a tentative deal could be reached by the end of today. A huge change when it comes to college sports, the NCAA changing its mind about players getting endorsement money.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements.
But do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
A number of other states were following California's lead.
Reporter Wendy King, 3 people killed, 9 others in a hospital after a shooting south of Los Angeles hours ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now, for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just listen live. Take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
The hour, Wednesday, the 30th of October. I'm Doug Steffen here with a couple of my pals, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, working on some people in the news, or more specifically, Meghan Markle and the nonsense that's going on when it comes to trying to tone down some of this foolishness. You think our media, news media, is lousy here? We can't hold a candle to some of the British tabloid media. So what's the latest here, Victoria? I noticed that some members of Parliament are getting in on the act.
Yeah, 72 female members of parliament have written to the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, to express their solidarity with her in the face of what they say is, quote, outdated colonial undertones, which appear against her and her family.
Wow, that's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? I hadn't even thought about it that way, but yeah. The prejudices when Britain controlled half the world, half of what they controlled was basically the black culture. Yep. Of countries that were not,
and
you know,
the brown skin culture of India. Yeah. And East. Yeah. Asia and
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah.
So the MPs from across the political spectrum, this is not a political thing, this is not one side or the other, from all different parties, 72 of these women said they supported Meghan in her taking a stand against the often distasteful and misleading nature of the stories printed in a number of our national newspapers concerning you, your character, and your family. Now, the stories and headlines they've been really, really bad. And the MPs,
bullying.
It is. It's absolute bullying. So the MP said, quote, even more concerning still, we are calling out what can only be described as outdated colonial undertones to some of these stories. Yeah. And that this should not be allowed to go on unchallenged. They said that they shared an understanding of the abuse and intimidation used against women in public-facing positions. A lot of these MPs have been through this themselves. Not to this extent, though. And the MPs said that they are calling on the press to respect an individual's right to privacy and to stop seeking to tear down a woman for no apparent reason. And so I don't know if we talked about this, but over the weekend I finally got to see the documentary of Harry and Meghan on their African journey.
It was good. I saw
it was great.
Of it, but I saw a lot of it.
I saw the whole thing, and wow, I was in tears at the end of it. It is just what Meghan has gone through, and you know, and she says, she admits in it that, you know, her when she started dating Harry, her American friends were happy for her because, you know, it's Prince Harry and everybody loves him, and her British friends said, whatever you do, don't marry him because the British tabloids will ruin your life. And she said, I've never been in a tabloid before in America. She was on Suits. It's not like a show that generates that kind of a publicity. And she said, I really didn't know. I was very naive. I had no idea what I was going to be up against. Right. And so for her to basically be living behind closed doors.
For no reason.
No reason at all.
No reason.
I think a big, big part of it, though, is that she's American. And there is a huge bias against him marrying an American girl.
Well, there's also the fact that she's partially black.
That's true. Yeah, but I do think that the Brits, you know, they take their royal family very seriously. They loved when Kate Middleton married Prince William because they loved that a commoner married royalty. But they don't like that an American did. And so there is still that part of it as well. But it's heartbreaking. And then, you know, Harry talking about every time he hears a camera click or sees a camera flash, that he goes, it takes him right back to the day his mother died, and that now he has a family to protect.
That's the
and
insensitivity of these
it
bums.
It is. It's just, yeah, it's horrible.
And make your living on upending other people's lives. I thought it was kind of interesting that Meghan Markle's ex-boyfriend's mother, this guy Corey Vitiello, who used to date her, has gone on to Twitter to defend her against bullies. Apparently, they dated for 3 years back in 2016, that era, when she was on TV. The mother of this fellow loves her. And, you know, going through all of this stuff, she said something that was very touching. That, you know, this is the letter that she wrote to her and she published was pretty much, if I can summarize it, it's pretty much about the solidarity that she has and the empathy she has for Meghan Markle. And so Meghan Markle,
you
reading that, I'm sure felt pretty good.
I know. I mean, Jennifer and I disagree on this, but I really don't understand how there's a backlash about this documentary, even where people are saying.
I didn't know there was a backlash.
Yeah, well, because yes, and like Piers Morgan, who
here?
I have zero. Well,
he's an idiot.
Here
who
and there.
He says.
Piers Morgan is just, I think he's just a jerk.
He
said, oh, no one feels sorry for you. Wendy Williams went on a whole rant to Meghan Markle. No one feels sorry for you. You're a princess and blah,
and
blah, blah.
Who cares about her either? Wendy Williams?
I know.
She's got a lot of
unfortunately, people do listen to her. I can't stand her. But even our own Jennifer, though, she said the same thing. She goes, oh, she needs to stop whining. And I don't I don't agree with that. I don't understand. Like, she didn't sign up for to be attacked that way. And she's not a publicly elected official. She married a guy that she fell in love with, and she's got a newborn baby. She's trying to be a newlywed. She's trying to be a new mom. I just don't understand how the world doesn't seem to have as much empathy as they should. It just seems, it's very weird to me. I don't get it.
Yep. It is weird, and it's unnecessary, but it is part of the cruel society. As Meghan Markle, to me, we all have our definition of femininity. I think she has a wonderful face. I think she is, well, you laugh at me when I say she ought to have a hamburger. After she had the baby, has she maintained some of the baby weight? How is she?
In the documentary, she looked healthy. She looked, thing she did get some praise for is that she didn't try to starve herself after she gave birth. So looked like a girl who had a baby. That's okay. Yeah. That's allowed. Kate Middleton you think that Meghan Markle needs a hamburger? Wow. You should, I don't know if you've seen Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton is like a negative size zero. And really? I'm not saying that's not an exaggeration. I guarantee she wears size zero. And
how is she getting along with Meghan? Was there anything to the business about them not getting along in private?
I don't think so. I think it was the brothers. I really do think, from everything that I've read, I think it was the Harry and William had some disagreements. Harry kind of addressed it in the documentary. He said, we're on a different path right now, but I love him. He loves me. We're always there for each other. But I don't think that Meghan and Kate had any issues. I think they've been fine.
Yeah. Okay, here's a fellow Missouri police officer who got an award this week of $20 million after his bosses in the police department were told him to, quote, tone down your gayness if he ever wanted to be promoted. So he sued the city and forced the police chief to resign. And you know what? In this day and age, good. I'm happy. I'm not happy that it happened, but I think you look at this stuff, and again, it speaks to what people in police work, the not only icons, but some of the stuff that becomes fodder for what people think about police. And it's not fair, you know, you don't judge everybody the same way, but in this circumstance, this was a real story. And it needed to be aired. The St. Louis County Police Department paid this guy, who was a sergeant in the police force, Keith Wildhaber, got $19,970,000 in damages after he filed a lawsuit against the department. He accused them of discrimination, retaliation. So the jury foreman said to the reporters yesterday, we wanted to send a message. If you discriminate, you're going to pay a big price. You can't defend the indefensible. So this guy was passed over 23 times. You talk about being stupid. How stupid are these people in this department? He was a very good police officer, apparently. But because of his personal lifestyle and the fact that chief didn't like him because he was gay. And look, take a picture of the chief and you kind of figure it out. Anyway, he had all kinds of, his performance reviews were solid. Every single one of them praised him for being a good police officer. He was qualified for a lieutenant position, according to the criteria, except that he was gay. And the police chief said, I'm not putting a gay guy into, this kind of stuff.
I have gay friends, gay male friends who work in media and have been told the same thing along the way. Oh, tone down the gayness. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like saying to someone who talks with their hands or someone who's animated, it's like, stop being who you are. I don't understand.
The chief said, quote, the command staff has a problem with your sexuality.
Oh,
if
really?
You ever want to see a white shirt, i.e. get a promotion, you need to tone down your openness. And that was the police commissioner who told him that, not the police chief. So it was not only the chief, but the police. And it just, I mean, again, you look at these guys and you see this kind of smarminess just kind of oozes out of some of these people. And I don't, you know, people say, oh, you're being too judgmental. Nah, I'm not being judgmental.
They're being judgmental.
I've been in this business for a long time. I talk to people I know. I can tell by looking at somebody pretty much who they are, frankly, or listening to them talk. And the fact that they didn't hide this, they were, all these guys, the police chief, the commissioner, were heard talking about this all the time. And apparently there were people who were on his side who were upset because of the homophobic comments that were made and the obvious retaliation in the police department. That's how he won, because people in the department went to his aid. They testified what was going on. I just see this stuff as, it's passé. It's time for us to grow up. You know, it really is. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make? What do you care what somebody's sexuality? I don't give a damn what somebody's sexuality is, as long as they don't try to sell it to me. That's all. Leave me alone. I leave you alone. It's the county executive in St. Louis County wrote after the verdict, quote, "Our police department has to be a place where every community member and every officer is respected and treated with dignity." I think that's good as long as they earn it. And being gay doesn't, in my mind, mean that you shouldn't have respect. Employment decisions in the department must be made. That was me in a comment. Back to what he said. Employment decisions in the department must be made on merit and who's best for the job. You know, and I say that all, it's the same as black and white or women and men or whatever it is, where however the discrimination takes place. Now it's a sexuality. It's so immature. Maybe that's the way I look at it, as being so childish. It's so inappropriate. The aggressiveness of these two guys to go after this fellow because of his sexuality. I mean, I got to wonder about their sexuality, frankly. Most of the people that I've met in my life who had a problem homosexuality were homophobes and on the border of being homosexual themselves. So, all right, I think I made a few points there. Perhaps I should talk about Calitrin now for a moment or two. Calitrin is the healthiest choice in America for weight loss. And you know me, all the things that I talk about on the air, losing weight or blood sugar or whatever you get, you know, go to sleep, it's all about being natural. And in my playbook, how to lose weight the natural way is the only way to lose weight, because it's healthy. And at the end of the day, you want to be healthy. The reason you're losing weight is because you want to be healthy in the first place, right? When you go on a diet, it's because, I got to get healthy. So this company, Calitrin, has been in business for 20-some-odd years. The product is natural. It's drug-free, stimulant-free. The active ingredient is collagen protein, which promotes healthy, lean muscle growth, pushes the fat out, and therefore you lose the weight. Take it every night before you go to bed. That's all you have to do. Stay on the program for, they usually get you in 90 days. You get a 90-day supply to start with. But I'm telling you, especially right now because of the Halloween special, you buy a 90-day supply, you get a 90-day supply free. I think that's how long you need to stay on it so that your body re-equips itself, jump-starts having collagen naturally produced in the body. That's what pushes the weight out of the way. That's why Calitrin works so well. But stay on it. Keep the weight off once you lose it. That's what you want to do. Calitrin.com, special deal. Check the box for DJV. Again, there's a huge Halloween special going on right now. Get on the offensive. Start on Calitrin to keep the weight off as you go through the holiday season, starting with Halloween. Don't miss out. Big deal right now, Calitrin.com. Lose the weight naturally. Use the code DJV to get three free when you buy three. Again, that's Calitrin.com. All righty, 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Yeah. Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, boys and girls, this is movie music from the movie Dawn of the Dead. How about that, Chucker? Are you still alive? Or you succumbed to this music of Dawn of the Dead?
I like that. I like that music. What about you?
Yeah. I don't.
It's pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
Me one way or another. All right, so
can we go back? Can we go back in time?
Yes, please. Let's. This is the time machine on the DJV program.
Let me just preface this. You know, I'm involved with that local theater in East Stratford,
yes.
Pennsylvania. So yeah. I have access to doing a lot of things I like to do. So last night, about 10:30, me and a buddy, we privately watched Dawn of the Dead, George Romero's zombie epic from 1978. So I got home a little bit late. I still think that movie's awesome. It holds up beautifully. If you like the horror genre. It was George Romero's second entry in his first epic zombie trilogy, the first being Night of the Living Dead in 1968. This movie was produced, Dawn of the Dead, 78, on a $1 million budget. The central setting of the movie was the Monroeville Mall in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. It feels so much bigger than the budget, has a really good unknown cast. And beside the Rocky Horror Picture Show back in the day, this was the other movie that used to play at midnight shows all the time. Actually, it was released with no rating. It had initially trouble getting distribution, but wound up grossing about $70 million in its entire run. theatrically. So it was very, very successful. It's a landmark movie, and it is a, I think, one of the most unique movies ever made. So if you're in the mood, Doug, and I know you won't be, to watch a movie this Halloween, this is a good one. This is, beside The Exorcist in 73, this is my all-time favorite horror film.
I mean, The Exorcist is just so funny. I love that movie.
That scared the hell out of me when I saw her head turning around like that. Man. You know, it's getting a lot of
buzz,
a lot of press treatment. The Terminator, is that out this week? That's this week.
It comes out this week, yep.
This week, right. So I was
Are you
going
to see that one?
Interviews. Well, I don't really like the Terminator series. However, I do. I like Arnold. I actually am looking at some of the reviews. It is obvious that Schwarzenegger and what's her face? Why can't I remember?
Linda Hamilton.
Are quite good friends.
Yes, it appears that way.
In the interviews, they have fun with each other. Linda likes; she really has fun at Arnold's expense, and he laughs about it. But one of the things that they were asked, Schwarzenegger was asked in an interview, is what did he think of his new son-in-law? Chris Pratt married his daughter, Catherine, who is, 22 or something? How old? What was the age difference?
I think she's a little older than 22. I think it's like a 10-year age gap.
Right. So anyway, he was asked by the interviewer about maybe starring alongside of Chris Pratt in a movie. He said, well, we haven't talked about it, but I respect him very much. I think he's a dedicated actor, trains hard, he's in good shape physically, and he's talented.
He's also very popular. Listen, Arnold would kill to star in a movie with Chris Pratt because it would do very well.
Yeah, great with, he says, daughter. He's a nice man.
That's good. If you look back at Arnold Schwarzenegger's career, which has been a really good one, you could argue Terminator back in 1984 really launched his career in a really big way. It was a really good movie. He decided to play the villain in that film. In the sequel, he comes back as the hero. But Terminator 1 and 2, they're groundbreaking movies. I hope this one is a good watch. Yeah. I don't think it'll be as good as the first two, but I hope it's a good watch.
He said he came back because Linda Hamilton was in this. She's 63 now. She was married to Cameron when they did the first couple of Terminator movies,
correct.
Right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
He came back for that, and also they paid him, so that helped too. I'm sure that was really the deciding factor. And the other stuff is just, you know, cherry on the cake. Yeah. There's some TV news. HBO has greenlit Game of Thrones prequel titled House of Dragon. That is no surprise. Game of Thrones.
I thought they weren't
going
to. Didn't we have that story earlier? They weren't going to do that? What did we miss on that story, Victoria?
Maybe they broke something. No, that's what I read.
The one with Naomi Watts is canceled. The pilot that they shot, HBO is not picking that up, but there's another one that they're working on with George R.R. Martin. That one hasn't been shot yet or written. So it's probably going to be a while before we see a prequel. All
right. And this HBO Max is going to do a Green Lantern TV series. HBO Max, I guess it's a streaming service, putting a lot of big money into a lot of different unique and expensive projects. Wave of the future, Doug is here.
Way to go, Chucker! Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.